Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with Two Roads of Two Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 30, 31. Looking at Jacob, we've had a pretty long study with this fella, but he's at a very important person in the scriptures, and we're at a very important time. We're really getting into some characters here. His children are going to be, as we said, the 12 tribes of Israel. We've seen that he's in a dysfunctional family, as we went. We've seen that he has received the promises of God, and he's constantly trying to work to get them with his own hands, and how that man totally fails with that, that salvation is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, and that we are told, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and that we don't add anything to that. As Paul said, that if anybody preach any other gospel to you than that which you have received, that is the gospel of the grace of God, salvation in Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Let him be cut off. He said, though we or an angel from heaven preach unto you any other gospel than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Let him be anathema, accursed of God. Jacob was trying to make the blessing of God happen in his life. Look, maybe you've tried, you might have went up to the altar 20 times, you might have went up to the altar 30 times, but as some people say, it's never stuck. And you say, I don't know what's wrong. I really don't know what's going on with me. I just can't seem to get saved. I do all that I can do. I go forward and I say the right words and I come back and I just don't feel like it's right. I just don't feel like I've done enough here. And I don't feel like I'm right with God because I just haven't done anything. Well, you know, God's salvation is by promise, and God's salvation is according to His Word. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and for my sins, He said that it was finished, and He said you just simply believe Him. Don't be like Jacob trying to take what God has said and make it work in your life. Simply trust God today. Simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You got to trust Him, men and women, whoever you are. You don't ever have to go forward again. You have to simply believe God. Believe that Jesus died for your sins, and believe that God is satisfied with that. He says that we're justified through Him from all the things which the law of Moses could not make us just. He says that we're justified through His blood. That means we're made right before God. We're brought into a right relationship with Him. And I don't want to end up this week together without making it clear. We looked at Jacob and we saw how that his family was all messed up, how that he had been through all these things. His wife were buying and selling him, if you will. How that he had the blessing of God, but he wanted to do a little something to get it to work for him. And you know, you don't have to do that today. What you have to do is to repent, to turn from your ways, men and women, your own working ways, your own ways of morality, of self-righteousness, and turn to God for His salvation. And you know what? It's like a lady said, I heard the other day. She said, people tell me all the time that I have character. She said, for so many years I was a drunk and a sorry kind of a person. And I can say the same for myself, what kind of a character I was. And now people say, oh, you know, you're not like that. You're not like that. I can't believe that you were like that. What's amazing to me is this woman said, it's amazing that I got down on my knees one night and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and to forgive me for my sins. And when I got up off that floor, I had character. Men and women, I have absolutely no character in and of myself. I have absolutely no good about myself. But when Jesus came into my heart, He brought character and He brought morals and He brought the good things of God into my heart. And I can't say anything for myself today. I'm a wicked, evil old sinner. What has He done for you? Have you trusted Him? Have you taken His character? Are you doing like Jacob? You've heard the promise of God. You've heard that Jesus died for your sins. But you want to go out there and you want to do a little something. You want to add a little something to that. You want to say, I've got to do this. I got to do this. No, you don't. I got to wait till tomorrow because, you know, I ain't got this right in my life. I'm living with a man today. And this ain't right. And I've got to get this right in my life before I trust Jesus Christ. This is what Jacob was doing. Having a little something. Doing a little something for the promise of God. To make it work, you don't have to do that today. You simply have to trust Jesus Christ. You tell me I'm smoking pot. I'm going out and I'm getting drunk and I really like it and I don't want to stop, but I know I'm a sinner and I know I'm dying and going to hell and I have to be saved. God's been convicting me of my sins and I can't get away from it. I need to be saved. But I can't. Because I've got to quit drinking. I've got to quit smoking pot. Men and women, that's what I was doing. And I said to myself, I've got to quit all this. And I said, God, just let me live another night. And I'll be saved tomorrow. Lord, just don't take me now. I know I'll go to hell. And you know what God said to me? You don't have to do anything. Just trust me. And I got down on my knees. And I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And I asked God to forgive me of my sins. And He did it. He didn't say, Jeff, throw your drugs out. He didn't say, Jeff, I can't accept you because you're doing this. Jeff, you're still getting drunk on the weekends, so I can't take you. He didn't say that. Thank God. He didn't say that. He didn't say, Jeff, you're chewing tobacco, so I can't take you. You know what He did? He forgave me. And He made me clean. And He gave me a new heart. And you know what today? I don't smoke pot anymore. I don't go out and get drunk on the weekends anymore. I have 5 beautiful children. And I stay here with my wife. And I'm preaching the Word of God. And you know what? It ain't because I quit smoking pot. And it ain't because I quit drinking. And it ain't because I quit doing drugs. It's because Jesus came into my heart. And that's what He'll do for you. This was the mistake Jacob was making. I've got well into the time here. I haven't even prayed. But I think this message is the most important one of all. Look, don't cry it anymore. And you say, well, I don't know what to do. Let me tell you a story. God had looked down on the children of men. And when God looked down on men, He said that there's not one of these people that are doing right. Not even one. Not even the most moral man in the world was right before God. He tells us that in Romans. He tells us in Isaiah that we had all gone astray. We had all turned to our own ways. So we were doing what we wanted to do. Whether it's morality, whether it's drugs, whatever it is. God said, you went away from me. Well, He didn't just see that. He also said, I love them. I made them. I created them. They have fallen and they have went away from me. They got to be saved. That's why this word saved is so precious to us. We're saved if we trust Jesus Christ. And God, who is the God of eternity, had searched eternity, was the God who made the plan of salvation. And it says that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, the man Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. God saw that man was sinners and that we were lost and we were dead and dying in our sins and going to hell. And He gave Jesus Christ to replace us on the cross at Calvary. All this was in the mind of God from before the creation. And He said, if you'll trust Jesus Christ, I'll be satisfied with the judgment that I've laid upon Him for you. He didn't say, men and women, you gotta quit drinking. You gotta quit smoking. You gotta quit partying. You gotta quit fighting. He said, you gotta trust me. He said, there's only one way of salvation, and it's in my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to end this week and this time together with a call for salvation. Do you want to be saved today? Then trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't try it yourself. Don't add a bit to it. Don't lay any of your own works on it. Simply say, Lord, I know Jesus died for my sins. God, come into my heart and forgive me. Cleanse me with that blood that was shed. And God has promised you. He has promised you that He'll do it. Do you believe Him? That's all I'm asking you today. Do you believe Him? Because He's done it. It's finished, He said. Jesus said that on the cross, and He said it in Revelation. It is finished. Do you believe God? You know you'll go to hell if you don't believe Him. Look, don't try it. Don't say, I got to go forward. Just trust Him right now. And then you can say, as Jesus said, if you're ashamed to confess me before men, I'll be ashamed to confess you before my Father which is in heaven. After you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you find you a group of believers, and we'd be more than happy to have you at Ramsar Gospel Chapel. And you could come forward and you could stand before every one of us and say, Jesus died for my sins. He was buried and He rose again, and I'm saved. I'm saved. Do you believe Him? If you believe Him, if you really believe Him, you're a Christian. Have you trusted Him as your Savior? If you do really trust Him as your Savior, He'll put a change in your heart, and you'll turn from your sins, and you'll go away from these things that you once loved, and you won't love them anymore, because you'll be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. If you've trusted Him today, you're saved. The Spirit of God has come into your heart. You've been baptized into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of the Lord God, as He says in Ephesians, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God the Father of us all, and one Lord Jesus Christ. Have you trusted Him now? And if you have, you're saved, men and women. You're saved, whoever you are, boy, girl, child, old person, whoever you are. If you trusted Jesus Christ just now, you're saved. Please do write us and let us know or give us a call. We'll be glad to get literature to you, to talk to you, to help to work these things out with you. And we're just happy to hear from you. And our whole heart, as the very name of our ministry, is Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. We realize there's only two roads and two destinies. And one road leads to hell, which is the broad, easy road. And one road leads to heaven, which is the narrow road. Which one are you on? This is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. And as our brother has spoken, if you have a concern for your soul, please feel free to call us. We would count a great privilege to encourage you in the things of the Lord. Our P.O. Box, if you'd like to write, is P.O. Box 689 in Ramsar. Zip code 27316.